Okay, hi, my name is Jim Bett, and I was transferred to Levac from 1958 from Sudbury. And as the years went by, in 1972, I transferred to McCready West Mine, close to Levac. And I've been working on there for about 15, 20 years on heavy machinery equipment. So to make it a little shorter, one night, October the 23rd, 1975, approximately about 12:20, I was working 4 to 12 shift on that week. And that particular night, when I was driving home, close to Sudbury at Mary Mine on the Levac Old Highway, and there was a railroad track just before you get to the underpass at that time. So when I was driving past the railroad track, on my left hand side I seen something quite bright, which I thought was the moon. And then I got thinking there for a few seconds, and I was still driving on the highway, slowing down, and I looked on my right hand side and I could see the moon there. And that night was very clear. So I drove slowly underneath the old underpass close to Copper Cliff, and when I passed that, I could still see the moon on my right hand side, and I was slowly driving down again towards the old slide dump. And there was a conveyor belt that was going across the highway at that time, and there was a kind of a little stretch there, pretty straight there, I would say, I guess. And then I noticed that light there where I had seen just a few minutes before. It was kind of a standing stop there, and it was right above an aerial, and I think it could have been a radio lantern or something, eh? It was quite high anyway, and I could see that object there, from guessing roughly maybe 1500 feet above it, and it was still, and I had my window down and I couldn't hear any noise. And as I was driving, going towards it for a little ways, I had a feeling it was kind of draining my mind or something. And I got even closer, and then there was a right-hand turn on that road at that time, going by the old Belton Hotel, we used to call. And as I was getting close to the Belton Hotel, this object here just took off there within seconds. But a flash there, and it seemed to me that it disappeared on its way down Elm Street. In other words, to explain it more a little closer, it was somewhere from my mill hall coming down to the old YMCA there, coming down Elm Street. So I stopped at the corner there, just close to my mill hall, and to see what I stopped there for a minute or two, just to see if I could see anything else. And then all of a sudden it came right back, just like a flash, and it came right above my car there. Well, I'd say maybe maybe 2,000 feet high or similar, yeah. And it stopped again, just a couple blocks past my mill hotel. Yeah, my mill hall, I should say. Anyway, and then I stayed there for another couple of minutes to watch it, which at that time it was on my left-hand side. And then it could have been there maybe 15, 20 seconds. It was very short time that it was there. And then it disappeared again the same way as it did the first time, coming down Elm Street. And it disappeared just like a flash. And then after that, that's it. I stayed there for a couple of more minutes to see again, and no, I didn't see anything. I didn't see anything else. It didn't come back again anyway. And I'm just coming back there for on my tractor, just for a couple of seconds here. When I was seeing this here, as I was approaching it, it was draining my mind there. It looked like to me like something like a big birthday cake with three stages. The bottom part was kind of bigger, and the middle was a little smaller, and the top was a little smaller yet. And it had something like a gold color and some white color and some light blue. Okay, so I'm going back ahead there now. As I was coming down Elm Street, then I noticed that there was a police car by the courthouse. So I was driving kind of slowly because I was feeling kind of a drain of some way there anyway. And I was debating to myself to see if I was going to let those officers know that what I just saw there a few minutes ago. Anyway, when I approached the car by the courthouse on Elm Street, and I decided I'd stop. So I drove ahead of the car, and then I came back, and I was talking to the two police officers in the car, and I mentioned that to them. And so anyway, they told me they didn't see anything because they were writing some kind of a report, and their light in the car was on, so which they were not looking outside at the time. So I just told them what I just saw there, and I had the feeling they were kind of a little bit of maybe laughing or grinning a little bit, but I was expecting that anyway. So anyway, I told them what I saw completely. I said, well, if you believe me, fine. If you don't, I don't care. I'm going to the bowling alley, which it was in Notre Dame. I said, I'm going down there to have a bite to eat, then I'll be going home. So the police officer asked me where I live, so I told him, I said, I'm living in the flour mill. And I said, I work in Lovac, and I said, this is for the 12th shift. And I mentioned to the officer, I said, I have not been drinking, and I'm not on dope, and I said, I'm perfectly healthy. I said, I work in heavy equipment machinery, which you got to be in your dope. Anyway, to make it a little shorter. So I told my report to them, and then I drove to the bowling alley in Notre Dame, and I had a hamburger and coffee, which I did before anyway. And then I got home, there were 1:30, and when I got home, I sat on the table reading my Star, and then I got a phone call from the radar station. And I was kind of surprised, because I figured, well, heck, they won't even bother reporting to them. So the radar station asked me some questions. So I told him exactly what I just mentioned on my story. So the radar station, they answered me back that what I had saw, it was below the radar station line. Below the radar, I should say, in other words. So, I don't have too much an idea on that, but anyway. So this is what they had mentioned to me, and they told me that they did not see anything on their radar. Well, I said, I don't care if you've seen something on your radar or not, but I said, I'm just telling you what I saw. So, this is my story, and I hope you enjoy it like the other story. So, believe me or not, I want to thank you very much, and in my mind, it'll always stay with me. I would like to add a few more words to this. After the phone call on that night from the radar station, I did not tell my wife or family at the moment, so I took a sleeping pill and I went to bed. The next day I went back to work, and the following night I was still I was still kind of pale looking from what the family had told me the next day. And I had to take another pill for the next night as well. And on the third day I went back to work, And on the third night, I did not take any pill, but I was feeling kind of quite drainage, I would say something like that anyway. And the family knew all about it, and they realized that I was kind of pale looking anyway. And well, this here comes to the end of the story there now. That's it. That's all I have to say. Thank you.